The Outer Rim. The Final Frontier. These are the news stories of the Outer Rim. To explore strange new fandoms. To seek out new life and new science fiction. To boldly go where no fan has gone before.
Not good.
Blast!
Look, don't worry. Everything's gonna be fine. Trust me.
That's just great.
Now, discussing the news on the edge of fandom.
Set your hyperdrive motivator for full throttle.
Chewie, get us out of here!
We're headed to the Outer Rim.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Outer Rim. I am joined tonight by my two wonderful co-hosts. We've all finally gotten back together again. We have Eric and Chris with us tonight. Chris, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just trying not to watch the best Star Wars prequel on my television right now.
Is it hard not to watch
the best Star Wars prequel? I love the scene with Jango Fett and Obi-Wan.
That's not the right one, Eric.
You said the best prequel, right?
Yeah, The Phantom Menace.
Whoa.
Yeah. What did you think I was talking about? Attack of the Clones?
Yeah.
Ugh.
At least Revenge of the Sith. I mean, come on.
No.
Oh, my gosh. That's for a different show.
I'm not sure I can go on with this show tonight now.
Yeah.
And I got a room with you going to New York Comic Con? You know, yeah. I still have your tickets at my house, so you better be nice to me. What's your favorite prequel?
Not huh? The Phantom Menace.
There you go. Okay. Oh, boy. Well, okay. Eric, how are you? I didn't ask
I was you. Doing okay until that.
You're better now that...
No, actually, I've got bronchitis, so I'm probably going to be hitting the mute button a lot to cough. So... If we get the video, well, I drank a lot before recording tonight. Tea. Herbal tea.
Well, you know, Eric, if you're going to cough and you're on video, you need one of these.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
No, so people will probably, if this ever gets posted to video, because we're trying something new yet again, if this gets posted to video... You'll see me cough and hopefully not hear me because I will have muted myself. See, what you guys need to get, you need to get a foot pedal mute switch, okay? Because then you can, is it?
But then I can't use my USB microphone.
Well, no, you get a real microphone.
You need to get, the network should be buying us, you know, boards to be able to plug a mic into our computers and...
And yeah. If you'd like to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/randomchatter. And then we can get Lou fancy things like this $30 mute pedal where.
Oh, I love that.
Until you take your foot off the pedal.
Do that again. Do that again.
You know, this is video. So if I hold up the wrong finger, people are going to see it.
For the wind. Okay, we should probably get back on track.
One of you guys had a rant, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I thought Chris did.
I do too, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You want to go first, Chris?
You know, we're keeping the show to 30 minutes.
Quick rant.
About we wait until the lightning round?
Okay.
You do yours in the lightning round.
Because we don't really have a lightning round for this episode. So.
Okay.
So for another show we do, Eric and I are on the Flick Fights podcast, where we use Flick Chart to rank movies. And we run an ad, a new movie to our chart this week, and it was one I hadn't seen. It was Clue. Well, I shouldn't say it. I had seen it years ago, parts of it, most of it, hadn't seen all of it. So I was like, let me watch it again. So I was like, okay, where can I find it? It was, we had to do it the next day. It was like, I can't get the disc from Netflix. Netflix didn't have it. I'm like, okay, well, I subscribed to Hulu, subscribed to Amazon Prime. Maybe somebody else got it. Hulu didn't have it. Amazon Prime did. And I said, oh, perfect. I'm a Prime member, Amazon Prime Video, no problem. Oh, but you got to be a Star subscription member to do it. And we'll give it to you for a free 7-day trial. but then you got to pay $7.99 a month for it after that. I'm like, well, I'll probably forget to cancel it. So I'll get charged $7.99. It's going to upset me.
And for that price, for that's half of just buying it on iTunes.
Right, right. And I've got some of the subscription services. I don't really need to subscribe to Stars. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. I already subscribed to Stars as part of my Comcast bill that I pay, umpteen bazillion dollars a month for. I'm like, I should be able to use that. So I'm trying to find a way to use, you know, log on to Xfinity and see if I find some way to link the two accounts. And couldn't find anything. Go on to Amazon, chat with a professional person there, and some very nice person going to help me. We talked about what we had to do, and says, yeah, no, you can't do that. I'm like, but I have a subscription. I pay, you know, probably $20 a month to Comcast for the privilege of not watching Stars on my TV. So why can't I? If you subscribe to Stars through Amazon, I'm like, no, you don't understand. I already subscribed to Stars.
So they want you to pay a second time for the same service.
You're right. But it gets better, because then she goes, well, do you pay your Comcast bill through Amazon? What? I'm like, where did that come from? I'm like, no, I paid Comcast directly for that. I'm like, if I had to pay you guys a markup for paying Comcast, I'd be really paying a lot of money for cable. So I was getting really frustrated. And
hold on one second here. Do they give you, as a customer, do they give you some sort of benefit to paying Comcast or Amazon? I mean, what's the incentive for the customer?
I don't even know if you can. That's what she asked me. I'm like, no, I wouldn't think I would ever want to. So I didn't even go down that path of, do you offer that service? it just perplexed me that I'm like, okay, I pay for Stars. And if I go onto Comcast, you know, on demand on Xfinity, I can rent it for $3.99.
Right.
It's Clue, you know. I'm like, okay, well, okay. So I for the kicks, when I was on Xfinity online trying to see if I could link my accounts, you can do streaming video from the website. Sure enough, Clue's available to stream from Comcast online for free.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. What? Okay, I can stream for free on my phone in a browser, on my computer in a browser. I can't see it on demand on my TV without paying for it. I could probably get it in the video app from, you know, Amazon Prime Video if I paid for an extra subscription to Stars. I'm just like, I'm tired of paying all these fees to all these companies for services I use just a little bit of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I mean, I do pay $5.99 a month for Hulu, whatever the minimum payment account thing is with Hulu, which I'm going to cancel, I think. I have Amazon Video as part of my Prime account, which I never use. I haven't found anything that I really want to see there that I can't see anywhere else.
Right.
And this is the second time I found something on Amazon Prime that I wanted to watch that I couldn't watch, but I could watch on Xfinity.
I tell you what.
Because it was a Stars thing. I'm like, that's just bizarre.
If the only benefit to Amazon Prime were the streaming video, even if it were free, I probably wouldn't bother with it. I get it for the free shipping, for the other benefits. Honestly, I have been consistently disappointed with the whole Amazon Video experience.
Mm. Yeah. They don't even have anything halfway decent on there last time I checked.
No. And the things they do have that you might want to watch, have to pay. Yeah. Yeah, so like, it's like, well, I thought that's what getting Prime is. You pay to get Prime. So you're paying so to get the ability to then pay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like going to a store and it's like, I'd like to buy that DVD player. Okay, that'll be $300. Okay, here's $300. Okay, now for the DVD player, it'll be $250.
You're right. Right.
Well, wait a minute. I just gave you $300. Well, yeah, that was so that you could buy the DVD player. I mean, who does that? Well,
Amazon
streaming services do that. Yeah,
it's just very, very bizarre. And you know, we talked about this maybe a year ago, probably on Random Chatter, about the whole cutting the cord thing and doing that. And it's just it's getting to the point where it's so frustrating that every one of these services wants to nickel and dime you, and yet some of them don't. Right. Like if you pay for HBO through your cable company, you can use that to subscribe to Amazon or to HBO Go.
Right. Or if you are a cord cutter, you can now get HBO as its own individual service.
Right. You can pay for that independently. Right.
Right.
Well, you know, that was the one more problem I ran. I forgot. When I was on, so I logged into Stars Online. I was like, okay, let me see what the Stars Online thing is. Maybe I can tell them, hey, I'm a Comcast subscriber. I already pay for you guys. Maybe I can do it in your app. So I'm on the computer and I get into Stars and it says, are you already a subscriber? I'm like, yes. I'll click that button. Brings up a list of, okay, who's your cable company? And it listed a couple of main ones. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, that's strange. Comcast isn't here. I mean, they're, you know, a pretty big name in terms of cable operators.
Yeah.
I would have thought they would have been in the main list.
And don't they own NBC?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, they're not the new guy on the block.
I click on the button for more cable companies, and it gives me this huge long list. I'm scrolling through and scrolling through and scrolling through it. They're not there. I'm like, why isn't Comcast? So obviously Comcast doesn't want to play nice with Stars and doing this whole thing of online thing. But I'm like, why is it such a problem? I really don't get it.
Oh,
so I ended up watching Clue on my phone on the couch in front of my TV.
On the phone.
on my phone. It was a big phone. It was the iPhone
7. Did you hear about Stars' new show that's premiering this fall?
How do you pay more money for more shows? What? Is that it?
No, but at least then they would have a show.
Oh.
No.
Well, but there are a few things that are new. Like, I started watching, it was a spinoff series from a couple years ago. There was a movie that Steven Soderbergh did called The Girlfriend Experience.
Yes. Okay. So is that on Stars?
The series is on Stars. Yeah. I started watching the series on Stars.
So
again, I had to watch it on my phone or on a computer. I couldn't watch it on the Stars app, or I could pay for it on Comcast to get, you know, $1 an episode. I'm like, what the frig?
Yeah. This is why people watch HBO and Showtime. And that's why people are like, Stars. Wait a minute. That's still around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's my rant. I just have a hard time paying more for something I'm already paying for.
You know what's almost as weird as that? The fact that you're going to have a rant on this show and you're going to have a rant on this show. I don't have a rant. I'm rant.
That is weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to have a rant and you can have a rant and you can have a rant.
Everyone gets a rant.
Different show. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do we have in the news?
In the news, let's see, what do we have in the news? Oh, the Emmy Awards.
Yeah.
Wait, that happened?
Yeah, exactly. That was my response. Emmy Awards, who's nominated? And here are the winners.
Sunday, wasn't it? Wasn't it this past weekend?
Yeah.
Because I heard the other morning, I'm like, okay, Emmy Awards happened. Okay.
Yeah.
So for those who didn't hear about it, like I didn't hear about it, a couple major awards. We had Best Drama was Game of Thrones.
Not surprising.
Not the first time they've won that, I think, but good show there for that. Best actor in a drama series. How do you pronounce his first name? Raimi?
I assume it's Raimi Malek. Malek. Yeah.
He's the main guy in Mr. Robot.
Yeah, sci-fi represent.
Great job in that. Best actress in a drama series. We have Tatiana Maslany. Is that how you pronounce her name?
I pronounce it Maslany. Yeah, Orphan Black?
I just call her Tatiana. Yeah.
Sci-fi represent?
Because we're on a first-name basis.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does she like to be referred to, Lou?
Oh, yeah.
Cutie pie.
Her and all of her clones.
Yeah.
A dream come true.
Keep this family rated, Lou. This is a family show. But, I mean, you know.
Didn't she have a male clone in one of the episodes? Didn't they have her as a male character? Once?
I don't know, but don't spoil it, because I'm still on season one.
Oh, my God. Dude,
yeah,
catch up.
I know.
The show is great.
I've got so much catching up. But,
Chris, do you watch Orphan Black?
I do not.
Oh, my God.
You should. It's really good.
Okay, I got another rant.
But, no. One rant per episode. There's a limit. But, I mean, the Academy Awards, time after time, they just gloss over anything sci-fi related, and it's cool to see that the Emmys are... You know, best actor and actress in a drama series. I mean, those are big awards.
Yep, big awards for two shows that are really not that mainstream and come right down to it as far as TV goes. So it's good to see them picking the shows that are doing really well.
And they're both deserving. I mean, both of these actors are phenomenal.
And I hadn't heard of either one of these before these shows. Had you? I mean,
I had
heard of... the guy, Rami Malek?
Yeah.
Before. Okay.
But I don't remember where I've seen him. I'm pulling up IMDb right now.
Okay.
I know I've seen him before. I mean, you can keep talking. This is not going to be interesting for anyone. It's not like I'm streaming.
It might be. You never know. Okay, so beyond then, let's see. We have
No. Now you delayed too long. Now I've got the page.
Oh, now
up.
You got it. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Now you got to wait. It's loading.
Oh, he was kidding. He was in the Pacific and Short Term 12.
In what?
Short Term 12.
What was that?
It is a independent film from 2013.
Okay.
Stars Brie Larson. It's really good. Critically acclaimed.
Cool.
All right. Netflix.
So, he was in Night at the Museum. And Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian. He was in 24, the season 8. He was in the Pacific. He was in Alcatraz, Battleship. the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2. Old Boy. Need for Speed. Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb. Until Dawn. That's where I know him from. Until Dawn. Which is actually a video game. But it's like an interactive movie. It's for the PlayStation 4. Lou, I'll lend you my disc. It is awesome.
Okay.
Cool. It is like truly like an interactive movie. You have multiple characters. It's a horror film. But the story is really good. It also has... Who else? Hayden Panettiere?
Oh, yeah. From Heroes.
Mm-hmm. I think she's... the female lead in it. I don't know. I'd have to look it up now. I didn't get too far in the game yet. I need to go back and replay it, but he was in that anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, he's a really good actor. And I mean, if you haven't seen Mr. Robot, it's, oh my gosh, it's awesome.
Mm, very good show.
Yeah.
Very good show. I am not up to date on the new season. I have it all on DVR. I haven't watched it yet, but
I've got all except the pilot and the episode after that. So I'm doing the on-demand thing.
I need a bigger DVR.
Yeah. Oh, Best Variety Sketch Series, Key and Peele.
Yes. They do awesome stuff. I love most of their sketches.
They did awesome stuff. Now,
but they still do things occasionally. They're not together, but, you know, they do things.
Keanu.
Yeah.
Okay, so I threw this in. This is my favorite nomination ever. So, you know, when they're giving out the awards, and I didn't see this live, it sounds like neither of you guys did either, but
no,
you know, and the nominees in this category are, you know, mm-hmm. Brad Pitt for such and such, and Patton Oswalt for such and such, and, you know, and they're running down the list. So this is from the Best Writing for a Variety Special.
Okay.
Triumph Election Special 2016, Hulu, written by Robert Smigel, David Feldman, R.J. Fried, Michael Komen, Brian Reich, Andy Breckman, John Comers, Raj Desai, Jarrett Grody, Ben Joseph, Matthew Kirsch, Michael Lawrence, Craig Rowan, Zach Smilovitz, David Taylor, Andy Weinberg. Additional material by Jesse Joyce, Alex Gordelis, Ray James, and Jason Reich.
Hmm.
So, apologies to the winner in this category, Patton Oswalt, but there's no longer any time for an acceptance speech. They had to read that whole freaking thing. There's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 names in that? I mean, come
that
on.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That seems a bit excessive. How about Triumph Selection Special 2016, written by Robert Smigel et al.? I mean...
written by a bunch of people.
I'm surprised they didn't list the interns.
Yeah. Maybe those were.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, that is bizarre. I was going to say, I think you missed your mute pedal there, Eric.
Oh, for the list?
Yeah, I thought you were trying to, you know, mute that. You were just reading a list of something from the phone book or something. I don't know.
You'd think. It's starting to sound that way.
So, you know, in other news, it's a sad day in Hollywood. Angelina Jolie filed for divorce from Brad Pitt.
I don't know. I there are a lot of people out there who are happy she's back on the market and that Brad Pitt's back on the market.
Are you happy Brad Pitt's back on the market?
My wife's happy that Brad Pitt's back on the market. What was that, Chris?
Haven't they like been together for like 10 plus years now?
They've been they've been married for 2 years.
They've been together for a lot longer than that.
They were together for 10 years before that.
And I think they adopted a whole country, didn't they?
Yes. I forget the name of the country, but yeah.
I just remember that they did that movie together.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, yeah. It was a good movie.
I saw several parts of that movie.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So, apparently, Angelina Jolie filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences because of differences in parenting style. And that, and this is alleged, this one I've heard from some, the differences in parenting style seems to be pretty universally reported. The other one that I've seen in several sources was that he also is, basically he's smoking too much weed and drinking too much. Okay. And anger management issues. He has substance control issues and anger management issues.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Now, can you see someone like Brad Pitt drinking and smoking a lot of weed? I never, like, I never would have thought that.
He doesn't seem the. Maybe, I don't know.
Oh, I was being totally sarcastic. I mean, like, I bet he does.
I can see other actors doing more than him, but. I mean, maybe.
But he doesn't seem the type that I look at him and I'm like, oh, he's an alcoholic or he's a stoner or something. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't used to see him I don't see him as that type. I can see him as that type. I don't presume to know anything about the guy. I mean, listen, you know, the reality is these are real people. It's a real relationship that's falling apart, and that's always tragic. And there are kids involved.
Yep.
And that's always especially tragic. So, you know, I'm not trying to make light of the situation here. Hollywood may or may not be trying to make, or the media, rather, may or may not be trying to make light of the situation here. But because we're not directly involved, it's very easy for us to poke and make jokes and stuff like that. But it, you know, it is kind of interesting because Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have been, like you said, Chris, together for 10 years, I think. And that was, I think, before they got married. And then they've been very public with their relationship.
Yeah. So, like, that was a big thing when they got together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you think of celebrity couples, I mean, they're probably one of the most prominent ones recently. I mean, before that, there was Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley, but that was from ages ago. But there's always like one celebrity couple that seems to be making it when nobody else is.
Yeah. Yep. And then you got the ones that really do it well and don't have any problems. Not that they're both stars, but like Tom Hanks. Been married for, what, 30 years now? I mean.
To who?
I mean, she's not an actress, but you know, you hear somebody in Hollywood who has been married to the same woman forever. You never hear boo about it. It's not like it's a big deal, but you know, he loves his wife and it's a really good solid marriage.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that seems to be all over the news. So.
Yeah, it's too bad, but you know, it does happen.
Yeah. Speaking of sarcasm.
Okay.
There's a moment. I can't say there's a moment in everyone's life because not everyone has these moments in life. And I don't like to brag. I love to brag. I love to brag.
Wait, what?
But I don't ever have anything to brag about. Like, I'm not that special. Right. So I would love to get to brag and have it be legitimate.
Oh, you're special. Don't worry.
I don't mean the short bus thing. I mean, like, you know.
No, I wasn't going there. I was.
Oh, okay.
You know.
But
see, who was the guy that said that? Live, looks in the mirror, you know. And gosh darn it, I'm good enough. Yeah.
No, I've made it. I've officially made it because it is on the record books. I am now banned from North Korea.
Really?
Yes.
How are you banned from North Korea?
North Korea has officially and legally banned sarcasm.
Really?
Yes. You guys didn't hear about this?
No.
No.
For real.
I wouldn't be allowed in North Korea either.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. Our entire podcast network basically has been banned from North Korea. Yes.
So you're telling me that if I don't even who's the leader again? What's his name?
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, I keep getting him confused. The Kim guy.
Ilan, whatever, you know.
Okay, so Kimmy. The Kim guy.
Kimmy.
So you're telling me that if, I don't know, one of the North Korean citizens who really does not like him says, "Oh, Mr. Kim, you are such a wonderful person. You're the best leader in the world." He's like, "Oh, thanks." And doesn't have like a second thought, you know?
I don't know. Seriously, like people have been trying to figure out, A, how do you even make this happen? And then B, what the reason behind it is. And people have been thinking that he doesn't have the social expertise to understand when people are saying something out of sarcasm versus when they actually mean it, or if they don't mean it, when they're saying it out of sarcasm to be humorous versus when they're flat out lying.
Right.
And
no, I didn't mean it that way.
Right. Or, well, yeah, I didn't actually mean it that way, but I wasn't lying to you. I was making a joke. I thought you got it. And I guess he's socially inept enough that he's like, okay, from now on, no sarcasm. If you say it, you mean it. If I catch that you're not meaning, you're lying, and I don't know, off with his head or something.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, this is the same guy that had his uncle killed by dogs, wasn't it?
By dogs?
Well, wasn't that him?
I mean, yeah, I heard that he had his uncle executed, but I didn't know it was by dogs. I didn't hear how.
Maybe I'm making that up, but I could have sworn it was something like that.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't put it past the guy. You know? Underground nuclear tests, and then all of a sudden a typhoon or something hits, and now he needs help from other countries. It's like there's a part of me that wonders, and I'm sure it's probably not actually related, but there's a part of me that's wondering, you know, you're setting off all of these nuclear explosions underground, and, you know, tectonic shifts and stuff affect ocean waves and stuff. It's like, and I know that this is not how this works, but there's still a part of me in the back of my mind saying, you know, maybe if you'd stop messing around with stuff you shouldn't be messing around with, stuff like this wouldn't be coming back to bite you. But, and I definitely don't mean to make light of that, because what I might think of North Korean's government has nothing to do with the fact that there are people there who are suffering and actually need help.
Right.
I'm just saying that there's a certain irony, politically speaking, behind, you know, the government's actions and attitude toward things, and then all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah, so just to prove my story, in January 3rd, 2014, on an NBC News site, from a Korean news source, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's powerful uncle was stripped naked, thrown into a cage, and eaten by a pack of ravenous dogs, according to the newspaper with close ties to China's ruling Communist Party. Jang Song-thaek, who had been considered Kim's second in command, was executed last month after being found guilty, yada, yada.
And they had to strip him naked first, too. I mean, like, yeah, it's not so even... Throw him to the dogs and leave his clothes on.
I remember hearing the story. I'm like, that is just really scary stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's a shame that this story isn't just them being sarcastic about banning sarcasm.
Infinite Batman's in the chat room. chat room was talking about Sith youth pastor said, I wonder if they'll form a sarcasm task force. And Infinite Batman said, yes, called the Sarcasm Task Force United, the STFU. Right?
Oh, that is wonderful. Oh,
I love it.
That's awesome. Well, you know, they want to put the FU back in fun.
All right. So I for this week's What Were They Thinking? I was going to talk about Coolio trying and failing and getting arrested for it, sneak a loaded firearm through LAX, I think it was LAX, in his carry-on luggage. And then when they found it, one of his friends claimed it was his, and then they discovered, no, this is so you have your suitcase, but it has all of Coolio's stuff in it, like his clothes. These clothes don't fit you. That's not your shoe size. Come on, dude. I was going to talk about that, but instead, we have a blast from the past.
Ooh, I love throwback stuff.
Yes, yes, this is from the 80s.
My time. Yep. That was a good age.
Now, Chris, you'll have to bear with us on this one. I know you did not grow up in the age of Corey Feldman.
Yeah, Chris, how old were you back in the 80s?
Moving on.
Sorry.
So Corey Feldman, I mean, in the 80s, it was, you had Stand By Me.
Yep.
Still arguably one of the best Stephen King adaptations.
Mm-hmm.
You had The Goonies.
The Goonies, yep.
Lost Boys. Yep. And I think Lost Boys was the first film that he starred with Corey Haim.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yep. And then he and Corey Haim started doing a lot of films together. Not very good films, but License to Drive was cute.
I mean, back in the time, yeah, there was a lot of good stuff that was fun to watch. But I'm sure none of it holds up well now.
No, sadly not. I mean, he hasn't done a whole lot recently. He had a reality show for a while. And it was him and his wife. Okay. I won't say anything about his wife other than that she was very, very, very attractive and seemed to be very intelligent.
Who's his wife?
I don't know her name.
Okay.
And apparently they've since divorced.
Oh.
But, I mean, smoking hot.
He guest starred in Morgan Mindy and Eight Is Enough? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. No, sorry. I mean, he did stuff as a kid actor and everything. And, but, like, he seemed like he was pretty on top of things, pretty sane and all that. And then Corey Haim had a lot of problems with drug addiction, alcohol addiction, stuff like that. So they had a reality show. I think it was called The Two Coreys.
Yep. Oh, I remember
and
that. Yeah,
Corey
yeah.
Haim went and stayed with Corey Feldman and his wife. And it was kind of, you know, Corey Haim was, you know, the slacker, AA meetings, drug rehab stuff. And then Corey Feldman was on the straight and narrow and he's trying to help his friend out. Like, okay. And then that was years and years ago. And then I saw, I was flipping channels and I saw a few moments of celebrity wife swap. And I think it was Tommy Davidson from In Living Color and him. And like, he doesn't have a wife. He has this mansion where he's trying to be a young Hugh Hefner or something and has like six or seven women that all like, and when I say women, I mean like bimbos in the stereotypical sense. I don't mean women in the sense that like, I mean, these are almost like stereotypes, and he just seems like so far gone. And it hit me for a moment. Okay, I've seen him on The Two Coreys. This has got to be staged. This show, I mean, it's a reality show. I'm sure they faked it. They staged it. But man, did they go through a lot of work staging this. I mean, this house this guy's got, this, I mean, it's like so far over the top. And these women, like, oh, no, it wasn't wife swap. It was the guy swapped. And No, it was the wife's. Okay, so his wife is there. I'm trying to remember the details. Tommy Davidson's wife is there, and he's trying to talk to these other women, and she's like, you need to not be relying on this man over here to, like, get you through life. You need to have some skills, and you need to do something with your life and have it have value. And so she had them take a career quiz. Like, where it looks at your skills and tries to figure out what would be your best role in life. You know, do you want to be a mechanic? Do you want to be a pilot? Do you want to be a chef? You know, what is, you know, do you want to work in customer service? Do you want to work in, like, forest game reserves or something? Like, what do you want to do with your life? Where do your skill sets and interests lie? So these girls all take this career assessment quiz, and Tommy Davidson's wife is like, yes, I'm finally getting through to these women. They're going to make something of themselves. And they all got that they wanted to be hostesses. And one was like, yeah, what do hostesses do? They like throw parties and stuff, right? Yeah, I think they do throw parties. Yeah, no, that's totally, I mean, we already do that. Yeah, see, we're exactly where we need to be. And Tommy Davidson's wife's just like, oh my gosh, I just made it worse. But it was hilarious. But I'm thinking the whole thing staged until earlier today when I think it was Jared in our Slap channel posted this video. This is of Corey Feldman earlier this week on the Today Show relaunching. I guess he has two albums out already, but he has a new album.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, and it gets worse. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is staged too. But then, like, when you're watching YouTube over on the side, they've got, like, related videos. I went and watched a couple of other videos of him singing. Like, there's one where he had a competition between him and Howard Stern's, quote, band on the Howard Stern show, which is also horrible. The band, I mean. And I'm realizing that this is not staged. And his appearance that I'm about to show you on the Today Show, not staged. And then it hit me, wait a minute, that means that celebrity wife swap episode was not staged. And then it hit me, maybe we really should be wiped out by nuclear weapons as a society. Because how can... We'll show the video. And of course, there's a lead-in. I'm going to play the video right now. I'm going to do the video part in post-production, so I'm probably going to have like a little monitor pop out from somewhere and show the video, but we'll have it for the audio here. I think this is coming through here. Might be kind of quiet. So you got to see the video, because the dancing, like by this point in the video, I'm already like about to pee myself.
The video is amazing. It really, really is.
Yes.
And you can tell from the way he's performing, he really believes he could do this.
Yes, that's
what gets me the most. It's not like it's an act where I'm gonna play perform this.
Right.
He really thinks he's a rock star.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, this is not a parody. This is not like before the Austin Powers movie came out and we saw Mike Myers perform as Austin Powers on some award show or something like that. Like, Corey Feldman thinks he's like, he's made it. And his backup band are these women dressed in these like bad Victoria's Secret knockoffs.
I mean, they're just not bad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no.
Hey, we could just take out
Corey
Feldman
at the
back of the
game.
No.
That's not the worst thing to be seeing. I mean, if they want to hang out at Comic-Con, we could bring them down there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would not go on a single date with any of those women.
Multiple dates, yeah.
Would you rather do not that a single date or listen to Corey Feldman sing in concert? For a whole show.
I was going to say, I'd rather listen to Corey Feldman sing because this video is only 3 minutes and 19 seconds long. And I don't think I could put up with even watching him on Celebrity Wife Swap, I had to change the channel after a few minutes. I couldn't take it anymore. So like, I don't think I could put up with 3 minutes and 19 seconds. I'm sorry. There's more to a woman than just how they look.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, these might some of like there's one or two. There's four women up there. Two of them are. Yeah. The other two are attractive, but like. No, you couldn't. No.
So, no, I think we should have Corey Feldman on the Cordcast.
You know, you're not the only person who said that. Our entire Slack channel erupted with that. The chat room here at the moment has mentioned it at least a couple of times. Yeah, and, you know, so chat room pointed this out, too.
I must not be in the same chat room you guys are in.
You must not be. The song itself, like, it's a badly written song. It's bad. But the hook for the chorus is catchy. Like there's an actual mechanic to the psychological aspects of what makes a tune like stick in your head. There's actual like science behind it, and people have analyzed it, and you know, marketing experts have tried to get into it, and record labels and stuff. And this song has that to it, but it's performed so badly, and it's written so bad. The lyrics, not going to stop till we hit the top. I mean, oh, my gosh. Like, third graders were writing that in the
80s. It's clearly an 80s song. Yeah, I mean, he's still living in the 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I did a little research here while we were chatting, and he's been married twice.
Really?
Yeah, he was married most recently to Susie Feldman, and that's the one I think that's the eye candy that was on the Wife Swap show. He was from 2002 to 2014, he's married to her. So he wasn't for a long time. Before that, though, did
2002 to 2014 is 12 years. How is that not a long time?
Well, I said it is a long time.
Oh, I thought you said it's not a long time.
Sorry.
Okay.
Did either of you guys watch the TV series Las Vegas?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, there was an actress on there, Vanessa Marshall, M-A-R-C-I-L.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wait a minute.
I was about to say.
I'm going to ask Vanessa about this one.
No.
All right.
Not the same Vanessa Marshall.
Kind of short, brown hair.
Yeah. Very attractive woman. Okay. And I thought good actress. I liked her in the series. Other stuff she's done. I lost all respect for her. She's married to Corey Feldman. I'm like,
but,
oh my God.
But she is no longer. So she's redeemed herself.
Right. And she only was married to him for a couple of years. It was 89 to 1993. So,
No. Because the two
early.
Coreys was set after that. The one he was married to for 12 years.
Yeah. That's what it was on the two Coreys, probably. The Susie Feldman one.
Okay. Well, that's not the bimbo one from the Celebrity Wife Swap.
The one from
the one he had that went to live with Tommy Davidson was not actually his wife.
Okay.
They weren't married.
When was the two Coreys done? When was that series?
I'd have to look it up on IMDb.
I'm there now. I'll take a look here. Cause I think that was cause the woman, his first wife, she was fairly articulate when she spoke. The other one looks like she's not. I don't know her, but just from the pictures of her online, it doesn't look like she's very articulate.
Hmm.
Okay. When was...
I don't know. You'd have to send me a link or something.
I'm looking.
Okay. Anyway.
Keep going with your rant.
No, I'm done with the rant. We can go to Chris's rant, because normally we'd have the lightning round here, and we should probably wrap up the show, because our 30-minute episode's at 45 minutes.
Oh. Yeah, let's get on with that.
Yeah.
So, Chris, what's your rant?
All right. So, obviously, you guys are aware that a new iPhone came out.
Yeah. Right? Okay. You could say I've been aware of it. It's made my life a living hell for the last week. Yeah.
Was it a bad launch, Eric?
No. No. Well, and my company decided that the week of a new iPhone, a new iOS release, a new Mac OS release, and I'm not even counting the watch and the Apple TV and all that, this would also be a great week to launch an update to our entire service inventory receiving system and billing system.
Awesome.
Perfect timing.
Great time, yeah.
Yep. Just okay, like...
Well, you will have to wait because Chris is in his, but no, I...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Okay, sorry, Chris. So, go right ahead.
According to what I'm seeing here, you know, as a couple features like new colors, stereo speaker, it's water resistant, but it also does not have a headphone jack.
Right.
Okay. And now I'm not an iPhone user. So you can correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, but the idea is that you have a single jack now, just one, mm-hmm. right? One port. Okay.
Yep.
And I guess, is it a lightning port or
it something is.
Different? Okay, it's a lightning port.
You can shoot force lightning out of it. And
yeah.
Your
yeah.
Exactly.
Enemies.
So you have that. Mm-hmm. And if you want to listen to music, you have to, well, you can't, if you have regular headphones, you have to have like some kind of adapter that you plug into the phone and you put your headphones into the adapter. Now, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or you can get the Bluetooth headphone.
Yeah.
Okay. And listen that way, which is fine because, you know, wireless Bluetooth, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm going to have a counter rant for this one. I can tell already. Go on.
I might too.
But what if you want to listen to music?
Uh-huh.
But let's say your phone is at 5%. What do you do?
The same thing you did before when your phone was at 5%. You charge your phone.
Yeah. I see that. But what if you want to listen to music and, you know, you're in like a library or something and you can't play it over the speakers? The new stereo speakers.
Use headphones.
But you can't use headphones if you got it plugged in.
Sure you can. You can use Bluetooth.
What if I don't have Bluetooth headphones?
Then you get the Belkin adapter and you plug the lightning cable into the adapter and then also the headphones.
Okay. So you want me to pay more money.
I don't want you to. But if you want additional features, then yeah.
But then why get a new iPhone? Why not just stick with the old one?
You can. That's an option, too. Dude, Android users be hating. This is like, I mean, Pepsi and Coke only wish that there were these kind of haters in the world. Not you in particular, Chris. I'm just saying, like, in general. Like, listen, I understand that the first of all, Chris, you have an appreciation for music that a lot of people don't have. And so it perfectly makes sense to me that this would be more of an issue for you. And therefore, you would probably want to stick with the other phone. And that's fine. That's completely an option. In fact, it's now a cheaper option. But like, so for you to rant about this, I totally respect that. My issue is that 99% of the other people out there are like complaining about it almost just for the sake of complaining about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The most of the people that I know that listen to music on their phone a lot, there, to me, in my personal experience, there is a correlation between the amount of time a person spends on their phone and their likelihood to be using Bluetooth. And that's not always the case, but in my personal experience, it has been. Also, the people who listen to their music on their phone a lot, there is a higher percentage of the group of people who care about the music quality in that group than there seems to be otherwise. You actually are able to get better quality audio out of lightning connected speakers, headphones. Well, also speakers. In fact, you can do things like 3D audio support. And things like that. You can't do that with a traditional headphone set. So, yes, you are. And your point, frankly, Chris, is the only legitimate complaint that I've really heard for this.
Yeah, and for the most part, people, and aside from the one source that I cite, the one thing that Chris just cited, they're saying, you know, okay, you're at the library, your phone's low, you can't charge and listen to it. Yeah, that's a problem.
That's legitimate.
But for most people, if you listen to headphones on a mobile device, you're probably mobile, and you're probably not near a charging outlet. Mm-hmm. You know, for the most part, I'm not saying it never happens, but you know, percentage of times of who's listening to a phone if they're plugged into a wall charger or, you know, out for a run or in the car or on a train or what have you, most time I think you'd be doing that where you're not plugged into a power source. So then the Lightning port is available for your Lightning headphones. And yes, if you have a nice set of headphones, you've got to buy a dongle and plug it into the Lightning adapter or use the Apple headphones. Well, I don't think it's going to be a widely adopted standard to put a Lightning cable on most headphones.
Now, hold on. Actually, there are a lot of headphone manufacturers are starting to move to that. But to be clear, the 7 and the 7S comes with an adapter.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to buy an adapter. Now, you right. do. I think it's Belkin makes one that will do both headphones and a power thing. But yes, Chris, you are correct. You'd have to buy that separately. But to be clear, Apple does come with a Lightning to 3.5 millimeter adapter with the phone. And another option real quick, on Amazon for about $15, I think, you can get a little thing. It even has a little belt clip. You just put it right on your belt that you can plug any pair of headphones into and it will make it Bluetooth.
Right.
So there's also that option. Again, though, like Chris said, you'd have to buy an additional adapter. But when you think about it, if you're paying somewhere, depending on the model and the size, between $650 and $980 for your phone,
mm-hmm.
a $15 adapter on Amazon, like, yeah, it's a legitimate complaint, but it's one adapter, and you just dropped almost $1,000 on a phone, so... Mm.
You know, I think this is one of those things where in a few years it'll be a moot point. You know, it's not going to be that way because you'll probably find more companies now adopting the no headphone jack thing.
Here's the thing. A lot of people are like, why are they doing this? There's a myth that it's in order to make the phone thinner, and that's actually not the case. and keep in mind, this technology, it's been out since the 40s earlier. I mean, at least the quarter inch jacks were earlier than that, even, I think. But even the 3.5 millimeter jacks, it's been around for ages. I mean, it's about time to come up with a slimmer, smaller adapter for it. And I understand that this is a legacy issue, but jump ahead 20 years. And if every headphone in the world all has the same adapter, then mm-hmm. you're set. Now, is it going to be Apple's Lightning connector? Well, no, because for the same Probably reason not. That we don't have Betamax videotapes and DivX DVDs and various other things that might have been superior quality, but companies didn't want, most often Sony, interestingly enough, didn't want to give up the patents and wanted to charge everybody in order to use it. It would be the same thing with Apple. So whatever it is, it's not going to be the Lightning connector. It's not.
Right.
But hypothetically speaking, it's not that there's anything inherently good about that the headphone adapter. I mean, in fact, for 2016, it's inherently bad. It's huge. Even at 3.5 millimeters, it's huge. It's way you need three connectors. A Lightning connector has nine connectors and nine pins on it, and you only mm-hmm. need three for audio, left, right, and ground.
Right.
So... Mm-hmm. It's time to update the technology. Now, back to my statement, though. Why is it doing this? Back when iOS 10 was in beta testing, this was kind of the thing that made people say, yeah, they're definitely going with just Lightning. They're getting rid of the headphone jack. They found that there's a message that'll pop up if you get some sort of moisture in the Lightning port. If you turn the phone on and it detects that there's moisture there, it will give you a warning and tell you to immediately turn the phone off. And that's because the Lightning port's not being used unless there's something actively plugged into it. Well, if it's able to detect moisture and then like power itself off so that it's, you know, you're not getting liquid damage, the only hurdle in going for waterproofing is the headphone jack. So if you can get rid of the headphone jack, now it's easy. It's an easy road to getting a waterproof phone or water resistant. It's IPX7. So it's not dive safe, but like if you drop it to the bottom of a swimming pool, if you get it out within 10 minutes, you're fine. I mean, it's effectively waterproof. So that's you know, we're speculating, but that's probably more likely the reason they got rid of the headphone jack.
Okay. Now, my only question is, and you're talking to a guy, remember, that one of his primary ways of listening to music is through vinyl. So I can appreciate sound quality.
But apparently not technological advances in
it's
music
tough to
distribution.
Bring those when you're out jogging.
But okay.
is it really...
You just got to jog smoothly.
That much? Like, I mean, is it really that much to an everyday listener? I mean, because with most... I know with most records, depending on the sound system, if you have a good sound system, it's noticeable pretty easily. But if you have, I mean, I have my little, you know, crappy turntable right now plugged up to a right and a left cord that's just plugged up to an adapter that goes into a Bluetooth speaker.
Okay.
And I mean, obviously, I'm not going to hear the difference there, but is it, you know, one of those, okay, compared to like a headphone jack being 128 bits and then Lightning being 320? Or is it something drastic? Like, can an everyday person hear the difference in quality? Or is it just, oh, yeah, there's a difference in quality. You just have to listen.
That is a good question. What I can tell you is that that is a really, really good question, but it's apples and oranges. Bitrate has nothing to do with it because the source audio is what the bitrate is going to be dependent upon. So if you have something, our audio podcasts are compressed at 64-bit because it's mainly us talking. So everything's right around the 1 kilohertz range because that's about what the human voice is. We don't need the highs. We don't need the lows. We rarely play music. And when we do, it's like Corey Feldman. And who wants that to be? I mean, the quality issues with the Corey Feldman audio are not the bit rate, let me tell you. Okay? So if you have a 64-bit file and a lossless FLAC file, FLAC, which is uncompressed audio, or a WAV file, or an AIFF file, you can hear the difference between the two. The average person can hear the difference, but they can do that with a regular set of headphone jacks. They can hear that with Lightning. They can hear that with a mono Bluetooth speaker. So that has more to do with the source audio than the reproduction of it. You would have to have a really cheap speaker not to hear that difference. The audio difference between the headphone jack and the Lightning port, that's not really the difference. This would be like if you took a Toyota and a Honda and you're driving it down the road and saying, okay, if I put cruise control on at the same speed, is the Honda going to go faster than the Toyota? Well, no. But if your Honda also has air conditioning and also has more trunk space, it's going to make for a better trip. So the Lightning port, when you get stereo audio, you don't really get any benefit out of it. What the benefit is you could plug in, like a lot of the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One headsets, they'll do surround sound decompression. There are separate drivers in the right and left. You're not just doing stereo. You have multiple speakers in each earpiece that will send directional audio from different directions. You could do that now with the Lightning port. You cannot do it when the signal that's going to those speakers is just right and left.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah. It's more the fact that you can expand what it's capable of. It has nothing to do with the actual audio quality.
Okay.
But that's an excellent question because the supposition is that's what Apple's going for with this, and it's not. It's the fact that you could have surround sound gaming on your phone or your iPad, for example. It's that sort of thing.
I just hope one of my concerns too is, and I doubt this will happen, but I mean, it's something that I don't know if it's really Apple's fault, but it's more of the
the other brands' fault, is that if you go to a store, most of the accessories you see for phones and stuff are going to be, you know, for iPhones or for iPads. I mean, occasionally you'll see like Kindle stuff for like tablets, but most of the time you see like the main phones, you know, in this case being the iPhone. I'd rather see it, if this technology is something that is implemented, you know, slowly over time, okay. One thing I can might be able to compare it to is HDMI. Okay. Like, because, you know, there used to be a time, like the last generation game consoles used the AV cables, and then they had the component cables. And then when HDMI became a thing, you had that as an option, but it didn't take away the component aspect, because there were still people that used those right. kinds of cables.
Right.
But now every TV that you, if you go buy a TV, you have HDMI ports, and you know you'll still have
you'll maybe have one component input.
Yeah. But you're not going to have, you know, I remember my TV. I was excited back in the day when I had 480p.
Right.
Resolution yeah. on my game consoles. But, you know, now if you buy a PS4 or an Xbox One, you connect it through HDMI, and because, you know, you're expected to play it on that kind of TV, right. which is nice because that's what everyone has now. Back in 2005 and 2006, when this stuff came out, the 360 and the PS3, you know, most people didn't have high definition televisions right. back then.
And that's been an evolving standard as well, too. I mean, like you said, you went from, you know, composite video to S video to component video, and now to HDMI as yeah. far as those connectors go. And it was a progression of getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
You know, for a long time, it was only just that component video that gave you, you know, the, you know, it was a four connectors, I think it was. It was three colors and an illuminance cable. And that gave you really good high def for the time. But yeah, know, things advanced and things improved, and now HDMI carries audio as well. So mm-hmm. that was a huge thing.
But if we kept backwards compatibility in this case, we would never get anywhere. Like, there'd be no incentive to move forward.
I think that though my point is that, like, I don't want to go out next year, try to buy a pair of headphones, and only be able to find stuff that is for the iPhone, which I don't think will happen.
No.
But
because no one's going to want to pay that.
You see my, yeah, you see my point.
Yeah. yeah. No. And the thing is, computers still have headphone jacks.
Yeah.
If you're a podcaster, you know, I've got a mixer that still has headphone jacks, whether it be the small ones or the large ones. My mom has devices with headphone jacks. Like, the only thing
your mom has a headphone jack. I was like, what? Like a hearing aid thing?
Yeah, but we don't call her Jack. It's one of those things where there is just, because it's been around for decades and decades, generations and generations, it's not going anywhere overnight. Like, it's,
yeah.
And when it does, like I said, it's not going to be the lightning connector. That
yeah, there'll be
that
something that's not proprietary.
Yeah, no, it'll be something like mini USB, something yeah, that is a universal
USB-C
standard
or something, or yeah, something yeah. that's universal. That's
USB-C,
not proprietary.
USB-C is probably going to be what it is. That's going to be what I think is going to take off next. It's not going to be like
they can improve Bluetooth to the point where it's reliable and gives you good audio, mm-hmm. and that'd be great. You know, I think that's where I'd like things to go.
Bluetooth
personally,
it's gotten a lot. What are they on version 4.1 now? I think for Bluetooth.
Mm.
Bluetooth is actually, like, if you have a modern device.
It's still not great for stereo, but it's gotten better.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gotten a lot better. Like, I think really right now the only issue with Bluetooth is if you're connecting it to a device and you're watching video, there's a little bit of lag, and it's only noticeable when you're watching dialogue because you can see that it's just slightly out of sync. And that's just, I mean, that's inherent to technology. I mean, there's just nothing right. you can do about that at the moment. But Bluetooth is, again, with modern devices, if you've got Bluetooth version 3 or above, it's pretty good now. It's really the older Bluetooth devices that...
Yeah, but, you know, the thing that bugs me the most about this is people complain about, you know, audio quality and this and how good things are. And it, the fact of it is, and here I'll open myself up to this again. As we get older...
I was going to say, is it an age joke?
It is.
You're making it too easy.
I mean, as we get older, you know, you hear less and less. I mean, I can't hear the same sounds that Chris hears. I mean, his ears are younger. His ears function better than mine do. I mean, I've had years and years and years worth of being around power equipment. That's what I sell. It's my daily job. I, you know, I do wear hearing protection almost all the time now. When I was younger, when I was in my teens, did I? No, of course not. Yeah. You know, how many concerts did I spend in the front row against a stack of amps where I was 5 feet away and I'd come out of the thing and I couldn't hear the next day? I mean, that doesn't help you hear good audio.
Right.
Nowadays, as an audiophile, I mean, I appreciate good speakers. I can appreciate good audio quality. Am I the best person to understand? You know, can I hear the nuances in small things? No, definitely not.
Plus, you're listening to, I mean, audio Apple recently. I know I say this because you're an Apple user. They're now pushing 256-bit instead of 128-bit for their song downloads. But even then, I mean, you're listening to compressed audio anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you're streaming stuff, half the time it's compressed even more than that. It's down to 128-bit for the sake of not using up all your data. So that's the other thing. People are complaining about audio quality.
Yeah.
When you're streaming at 128, it's kind of like, well, that could be why you're not getting great audio. I mean, you know, Chris, listening to records, to vinyl, that's different. You know, that's analog. There's no digital analog conversion going on there. Or even if you are, if you're listening to uncompressed, or even, you know, 256 really is not that bad. And higher than that, you know, even more so. That's okay. But when people are complaining about,
I mean, there's certainly a point at where you get to a high enough bit rate that you're not going to notice the difference between this and a pristine source that is just amazing. I mean, you know, I don't have that kind of discernible ear right now. I mean, I can't say I'm like a wine connoisseur. I can't tell the differences and, oh, this has got a, you know, a more oaky flavor. No, I can't tell that, you know, type thing. That's not my thing. And audio isn't either for most people. We're not as trained as that.
Right.
For some people to do that every day. And the difference is also, if I'm listening to, you know, audio in my car or audio on a headset where I'm out jogging or something, much different than listening to audio at home on my stereo in a quiet house.
Right.
Where I can appreciate, you know, all the different sounds coming out. You know, you listen to, you know, something from Pink Floyd on your home stereo. It's amazing.
Or you listen to it at work when you've got power tools going. It's like, I think I can tell what song that is.
80 miles an hour on the highway, there's a lot of road noise. It's like, I don't drive a, you know, $100,000, you know, luxury sedan that can't hear anything outside the car. You don't get that same appreciation for it.
Right. What we need to do, you know, you mentioned the word connoisseur. What we need to do is get someone who really knows audio, modern audio, on the show. We need to get Corey Feldman on the show.
Oh, good way to bring it back.
You know, before we get on to that, we need to close the episode because now we're over an hour. So much for our half hour show.
Yeah.
He apparently, there was a lot of backlash over this video, and he was really upset about it at first. Apparently there's another video of him crying afterwards, and that's gone viral and stuff. And then he got on social media and said, you know what? It's okay, because, you know, all of this is increasing the views, and, you know, any marketing is good marketing. And
really?
Yeah. And he's happy the video of him crying got out, because, and I got a quote here, I wanted people to see the real emotion I was feeling. I wanted people to see I'm not fake. I am the real person, and this affects me. I am made of flesh and blood and emotion.
Wow.
And he also said, and this is what I want to leave you with, art is subjective. Not everyone is going to like what I do. And for those who don't, they've got Bon Jovi. So, from all of us here at the Random Chatter Podcast Network, thank you, Bon Jovi. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's kind of like the other quote of, you know, not everybody has good taste. You know, you don't have to like me.
Yeah.
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 Oh boy, that's a good quote.
So, what do we have at the box office this past weekend? How'd things do?
Let's see. At the box office,
our
past
movie
weekend.
Draft is starting to wrap up here. We need to get going on the fall movie draft.
I know. I get to play again this time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Let's see. We have Sully. Its second week out is at around $70 million. Made $21 million last weekend.
I checked out. That's Chris. Chris is on the board.
That's Chris's movie?
I guess so. That's good.
Chris, do you support your own movie? Did you go see it?
No.
That's the problem. We all have lives.
I haven't seen a movie since Now You See Me Too, so.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Blair Witch, number two at $9.6 million his first week. Bridget Jones' Baby, another real smashing success. $8.6 million in his first week. Snowden in his first week made $8 million. I'm kind of surprised it was that low.
Yeah, I was expecting more from that one.
This is a slow week at the box office. The top five brought in a little over $50 million. That's like an average of $10 million a movie. That's pathetic.
Yeah, and then Don't Breathe right out of the top five with the $5.6 million. But I think the biggest surprise was Snowden. I thought that was going to do a lot better in the theaters.
You know, I think it'll do really well on video, but the problem is people don't want to – I think it hits too close to home. People don't want to set aside an entire night, pay all of this money, go to the theater, overpay for food, deal with people kicking them in the back of the seat, and not be entertained. And Snowden's, it's not an entertaining movie. I mean, maybe you can appreciate the quality of it, and I'm sure it's an interesting movie, but there's so much going on in the world right now that I think people want to be entertained.
I'm kind of glad it's not doing as well as I thought it was going to do, because I just don't want this movie to be the thing people point to as that's what really happened. And
there's that too.
He's not known for making historically accurate depictions of these things, even though people think they are.
Yeah.
I mean, the trailers I've seen for Snowden recently, like the TV spots this past week or so, make him out to be this white knight hero. And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, no matter what his reasons were, he's still a traitor. I mean, he still broke the law. It's like, I mean, even if he was right in what he did.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's. Well, and that's the thing. There's, you know, right and legal, and you can be right and it not be legal, or you can be legal and it not be right. And there's more going on to the story than this.
Oh, and definitely, yeah.
Even in the real world, this issue's not black and white. This stuff needed to be brought to someone's attention. Was this the right way to do it? Maybe it was. Maybe there was a better way to have done it that would not have been as costly in regards to legitimate classified information that should have stayed classified. I mean, some of this stuff should not have stayed classified, but some of it, I mean, it's way more complicated than a lot of people are aware of. And like you said, this movie... It's a movie. It's a Hollywood movie. That's what they do. They sensationalize things. If they didn't sensationalize it, nobody would watch it. Of course, it already looks like almost nobody watched it. But
yeah. But it's just, when you have movies like this, people are going to point to that as that's what really happened. You know, 5 years from now, if this gets wide of acceptance in people's homes and watching it, it'll be, oh, that's what really happened. As entertaining as the JFK movie was, it was still a fiction.
Right. And this is not a documentary. Yeah. If you want to see a documentary this week at the theaters, you go see Blair Witch. Not Snowden.
It's just,
Blair Witch. No, it's like actual footage. They found camera.
No.
Chris,
it's like, hey, Chris, what's that one? The Cloverfield. Statue of Liberty had gone
This is not all like Hollywood big budget made up stuff. This is like real. Okay. Those are real people in the real woods.
I thought I had the mute button here for Eric. I don't
know. I control the horizontal. I control the
You said
vertical.
It was a pedal, right?
There is, but it's over here.
See it. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, that's my foot, baby.
Okay. Anyway, so new releases in the theaters this coming week. The Magnificent Seven is coming out. It's got 63% in Rotten Tomatoes. That looks actually really, really good.
It does look really good.
I'm surprised that I'm saying that, but it looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Storks animated movie with 67% Rotten Tomatoes coming out. That looks funny as well.
It does.
The Wildlife. I don't know anything about that movie. At 19% Rotten Tomatoes. I don't think I want to know.
I don't either, but I think I have it on the movie draft.
Like you.
Yeah.
And then The Light Between Oceans is coming out as well at 59%. So some pretty good ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. Take that as you will, but coming out this week. On DVD, we're going to have The Free State of Jones, Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows coming out.
I would advise
in the shadows.
What's that, Chris?
I said I wish it would stay in the shadows.
Me too.
I tell you what, so far the clips I've seen of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, better than Neighbors 2. Neighbors 2 was not good. It wasn't horrible, but it also was definitely not classified as good.
Right.
Those are all out right now. Those just came out today as we're recording this. We're recording this on Tuesday.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to have Central Intelligence, Warcraft, Mike and Dave New Wedding Dates, and The Shallows.
Warcraft was not...
Wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. If I also don't know if it was good. It wasn't bad.
So can I mention something really quick about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
So I heard this on the radio today, and I think it was last week or something. I heard it, and I didn't have the chance to confirm it until now because I thought I was just hearing things, but. So I assume you guys don't watch NASCAR, right?
I used to.
Okay.
So you
know how the races are you know, sponsored by something, or mm-hmm. you know, it's like there's the Daytona 500, which is the race at Daytona, and then in Charlotte there was like the Coca-Cola 600. You know, that was a big thing back in the day.
Yep.
Apparently. The recent race at the track in Chicago was called, and I'm not kidding, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 400.
Really?
The race was titled that?
That was the title of the race.
I mean, I've seen them sponsor a car, like a car will be done up with, you know,
right.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles logo for the car itself, but... The whole race, really?
Wow. Race. What? Can, yeah. What's the slowest land animal we can? Oh, turtle! Turtle. That's perfect for a race. Turtles and races, and
that
and this is apparently the first
funny.
Year that it was called that.
Hopefully, the last year.
Hopefully, the last. Yeah, I don't see them sponsoring again next year when the movie's not out. So that's good news.
the full complete name is according to the logo. Is
more
the Nickelodeon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 400 at Chicagoland Speedway.
Wow. The it's Nickelodeon. All right.
Well, in television and books this week.
You know, there's actually, I didn't put the show notes and there's a lot in television. We're actually going to do, probably too late to do a preview. We're going to do our Random Chatter Fall Television Showcase.
Well, you know, a lot of stuff is coming out soon. This week, but a lot of stuff is coming out in October, November as well.
Yeah, and that's what threw me. I'm like, I pulled up a website today looking at this Corey Feldman thing and just like, starting tonight. And I'm like,
my DVR is already filling up this week. But I mean, some stuff that I really want to see coming out later on. I mean, Timeless comes out in October.
Yeah.
Incorporated on Sci-Fi comes out in November. I think it looks really good.
Yeah, we're going to list them all later. We're an hour and 20 minutes now.
we're done for now.
Yeah, games. The BioShock.
BioShock collection's out, and iOS 10 came out as far as downloads. So,
which is kind of a game if you try to like if it bricks your phone and you have to try to unbrick it, it can be like a game.
Mine downloaded no problem.
Mine did too. It was actually
a headphone jack. So
this was a lot better than iOS 9. But gaming, you know, I bought the BioShock collection. I've never played more than about maybe 30 minutes of BioShock 1. I played an hour maybe at BioShock 3, BioShock Infinite. Was excited to get it. Got the strategy guide. Came home, popped it in, downloaded it to my PlayStation. Like off the, you know, the updates and off the DVD and stuff, so it's local on the PlayStation. Looked at it. Looked at the case for 7 Days to Die. Put 7 Days to Die back in. Yeah. I'm addicted to that game. It's awesome.
Yeah, you've been sucked into that world, I know.
Yeah, we should do a podcast for 7 Days to Die.
We got to get our podcast back on track. So
you missed it. Carrie, one of our network listeners and Patreon donor, we were playing a collaborative game. She killed me right in the face.
I heard that. That's awesome. I wish I was there for that.
Yeah, I bet you do. I wasn't recording it. Like, in hindsight, the best moments I've had in this game haven't been recorded. Between the bear killing me,
well, the one
cooperative the Carrie killing me.
The one cooperative game we had, I was trying to hit one of the zombies, and you were there, and I hit you, too. And you're like, wait, is it friendly fire? I'm like, I don't know. I turned it off.
That's the thing. That's what we were testing. It was like the zombies were dead, and I'm like, I could have sworn, like, there was nobody behind me. And, like, I took a little bit of damage. I took, like, maybe 20% damage or something like that. And then it happened again a few minutes later. I'm like, okay, this time all the zombies are dead. Carrie, try to hit me. She said, okay, walked up with a sledgehammer and thunk right in the face, and I just died, splat. And I'm like, wait a minute. Before it took, like,
awesome.
10 or 15 hit points, I'm dead. She said, oh, I guess friendly fire works.
Not to drag that any longer, but we were playing a couple nights before that, and we got to the first 7 day, you know, zombie horde.
Yeah.
And you know, you've got a lot more experience in the game than I have, and you're kind of setting stuff up, and we're making this shooting kill zone area in the drive through of a bank.
Yeah.
And we get everything ready, we're all set for the horde, and Eric's got bars on the window so we can kind of shoot through and see the zombies, and we're sitting, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I'm getting hit by something. I'm like, what? Look behind me. There's two zombies in the bank with us. I'm like, I thought we had this board up. You're supposed to protect me here.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. You know, Lou, the
doors down, zombies streaming in. I'm like, hey.
Yeah. You know, the side doors where we took the doors out and just put iron bars up.
Right.
So we could shoot through the. But then over at the drive through, the back of the thing, we put concrete pillars up. We put spikes up. We, like you said, we've got like basically a shooting gallery back there. And the heat from the forge and furnace and stuff should draw them over there. So Carrie and I are sitting there on day 14, the second horde. No, they're all going over to the iron bars. We spent like 3 days getting this stuff set up at the drive-through area. And no, they come over at the bars and then start tearing the wall down around the bars. Yeah.
Nice.
It was a mess, but we survived it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you survived. I'm looking forward to getting back in. But at this point, let's wrap this up.
Yeah. So... send us feedback. Let us know what you think of our new shorter show format. You can send that feedback
I
to
hope you enjoyed the lightning round.
Yeah,
boy, glad we didn't do that.
The anti-lightning round, the clear skies round. That's what we'll call it.
Where's the facepalm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we can have video now. We can. Yeah. So send us your feedback. OuterRim@randomchatter.com. And if you're watching this on video, it's probably a week or two after the show's been on, but let us know what you think of the video too. But, yeah, OuterRim@randomchatter.com. That's the best way to reach us.
You can find us online. We're on Facebook. It's facebook.com/randomchatternetwork. You can find us on Twitter as well. For the show, it's Outer Rim Podcast. For the network, it's Random Chatter. I am on Twitter at Lou Secchi. That's LouSecki. Chris, where are you?
At the Curse of Chris.
And Eric, where are you on Twitter?
I am Eric Blythe. That's ERIKBLYTHE. Special shout out to Joel for handling our Twitter account. Derek for handling our Facebook account. Check out randomchatter.com. We've got new content being posted there. Joel, apologies. You wrote a book review. I haven't posted it yet. I'll get that up in the next day or so. But we have a lot more reviews coming in from... interestingly enough, from some of our Patreon donors, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. And the other cool thing is with the return of Fall TV, we also have the return of the podcasts from Josh and Jay. Good stuff.
Yes.
So randomchatter.com. Check those out.
Yeah. And you know what else you should listen to? The Cordcast.
Yes. Second episode? Is it the second one that just went up? Number two.
Well, technically, it's episode two.
Okay.
It's like the eighth episode, though, I think.
I know, right?
Yeah. It's technically episode four. Because we had negative one, zero, one, and two.
Yeah.
So it's like Star Wars all over again.
You're not doing 1A and 1B and 1C.
No.
Variant covers.
And, yeah. We'll go back and then do negative two and three and four later. So.
Yeah, you'll get the EP and the album. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good,
deluxe edition.
The
remastered edition.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
The picture disc.
Just gave me so many good ideas that I'll have to somehow incorporate.
I'm sorry.
Oh, anyways, you guys can leave reviews for us on iTunes and Stitcher as well. And tell your friends about us, too. Get in those reviews.
And on YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube as well. Yeah.
Now, you can usually listen to us live. We do have some networking changes going on here. We're switching up some nights, so I'm not sure what nights we're going to be consistently recording on. Yeah. But once we get that figured out, we will let you guys know. So stay tuned, and we'll let you guys know where to find. So when we do go live, you can hear it at randomchatter.com/live, and you can also do it on Ustream as well. Just search for Random Chatter on Ustream.
Yeah. It looks like Tuesday nights are probably going to be good. We're probably going to be doing Outer Rim and Echo Base both on Tuesday nights. But Lou, like you said, just stay tuned. If you're following us on Twitter, that's going to be the best way to do it. Joel has been awesome about posting notifications once we get confirmation that we're going live. But in the next week or so, we should have our recording schedule and live schedule nailed down pretty well. It's just that, you know, some of us have work changes going on, school changes going on. It's kind of that time of year. But.
Yeah.
And then finally, shout out and thank you to all of our donors at Patreon. We really, really, really appreciate the support. We've got some big things planned for the network, some really awesome things. Some of it's already been getting implemented behind the scenes. We're going to hold off on making any announcements or anything like that until, you know, we get further along. The video is part of it. You know, that's going to be a big thing. But our ability to move forward, our ability to even just keep the lights on, would be greatly diminished, if not eliminated, if it weren't for the Patreon donors. So once again, thank you. And I got to say, you know, Chris, you made a comment in Slack earlier about what a benefit to us, the Slack channel, has been. And that's the truth, man. I really appreciate the donors who have been hanging out in the Slack channel with us. That's about all that keeps me going every week at work. So
yeah,
thank you for that. And then finally, if you're interested in online gaming, we're going to be doing community gaming stuff Sunday nights. We didn't do this Sunday night because I had bronchitis. I'm still trying to recover from it, but every Sunday night, come hang out with us. You don't have to have a gaming system or anything like that. You can play it on your phone. You can play it in a web browser. It's just like party games. And it's a lot of fun. So come hang out. We'll be posting information about that on Twitter as well. But you can find it currently on my Twitch account, twitch.tv/DarthDrathus, DRathus. But please come hang out with us Sunday nights. It's been well received so far. We've only done it twice, and we've got a pretty good amount of people watching it and participating. Audience members can participate, too, even if you're not one of the players in the game. So that's awesome. You can have 8 players in the game and then 10,000 audience, literally 10,000 audience members. If you're 10,001, you can't participate. So if we ever get to that point, I will personally send you an apology. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. A great short show. It was awesome.
Yeah.
A nice 30-minute episode.
Try to keep them all this short.
We should. So until next week, we're signing off.
The Force will be with you always.